ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानैस्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ्मायया भोजयन्नः मधुरभुङ्मायया भोजयन्नः मायासङ्ख्यातुरीयम् मायासङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चात् चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् स्वमतिविभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसो नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः असौ तुरीयः नः पातु। इन दिस मांडूक्य उपनिषद कारिका पोर्शन थर्ड चैप्टर अद्वैत प्रकरणम वी आर सीइंग द कंक्लूडिंग पोर्शन वेर गौडपादाचार्य specifically discusses the impediments possibly one has to face during the practice of nididhyasanam. It is not only nididhyasanam, in fact even when a person is going through the discipline of jnana yoga, also these problems are possible. Specifically, in the step of, and upon goes to the step of nididhyasanam, the contemplation. During shravanam, during mananam, because the problems may be less because it is like guided meditation. Shravanam and mananam are like guided meditation. Shastra, subject matter of the shastram is being unfolded by the teacher in the class. You are listening. Your attention is held by the teacher's voice. The subject matter of the shastram holds your attention. Whereas nididhyasanam is independent. When you are contemplating, you are not with the teacher, not with the you have to independently dwell upon what you have understood. And contemplation is very, nididhyasanam contemplation is meditation, a mental activity, but still it happens to be the dwelling upon one's own essential nature. The meditator is dwelling upon meditator's swarupam, which is not separate. Therefore, there is no division. Meditated division is not there. So even when a person is dwelling upon one's own swarupam, these four possible problems are there. We saw yesterday layaha, vikshepaha, two problems he explained to us. Because whenever we are given to this discipline of contemplation, what happens? Attention is taken away from objects. Whenever attention is taken away from objects, attention is supposed to be placed in one swarupam. Take the attention from there, but place the attention in one's own swarupam. When our attention is withdrawn from objects, because of the previous orientation, it is mistaken for the sleep time. Whenever attention is taken away from the world of objects, then what do? We fall asleep. We don't have that habit of place attention in Atmaswarupam. Therefore, and this is a comfort zone, and it is possible for us to feel drowsy and sleepy. It is not actually sleep. Certain degree of drowsiness, sleep will be there. Because the practice. Then what one should do? One should remember, no, withdrawing the attention of the mind from the objects is not for falling asleep, but for to keep wide awake and to place the attention in one's own Swarupam and to dwell upon one's Swarupam. One should remind oneself. Then one should get rid of that problem. This is what we understood. Then vikshepaha is the second problem. The vikshepaha means throwing out. Whenever the attention of the mind gets extroverted, the mind becomes extroverted means what? Attention of the mind goes away from Atmaswarupam to anything else other than the Atmaswarupam. It can be of people, it can be of things, it can be of objects of desire, objects of enjoyment. To anything else other than the Atmaswarupam, the attention goes away. This is called distraction. It moves away from the track of Atmaswarupam to Anatma. It is distraction. Now, distraction happens also. Again, one must repeatedly bring the attention back to one Swarupam consciously. And bring the attention back to one Swarupam is possible only if a person repeatedly sees the defects and limitations of everything else other than the Atma. How at the entire world of objects, anything other than the Atma, is time bound in nature. One has repeatedly seen, this is called seeing the defects, seeing the limitations. Everything else other than the Atma is subject to limitations. And everything else, any enjoyment of any pleasure, is mixed with the pain. There is no pain-free pleasure available in the world. One has to remember, and even the pain mixed pleasure also is only time bound. It is not permanent. So what I am aspiring for is permanent sukham. One must remind this and one must bring the attention back to one's Swarupam. It's called vairagyam. Here we have to understand very clearly, it is very, very important to remember vairagyam. See, vairagyam means viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. Viragasya bhavaha vairagyam. Dispassion. What is vairagyam? Dispassion. Having grown out of desire for everything else in the world. Not out of frustration, but with understanding that nothing in the world, the objects of desires, the so-called objects of desires, objects of the enjoyment of the object of desires, etc., are not real source of happiness. We have to repeatedly state. How do we know this? Because we have understood the teaching from the Shastram with the help of the teacher. So, Acharya Mukhat Shrutam Shastram. The subject matter of the Shastram heard from the teacher reminds us of the fact. What is the fact? That nothing in the world is a source of happiness. Nothing in the world is responsible for unhappiness also. Because the entire objective world is nothing but material products, inert in nature. It cannot be a source of happiness, nor can it do any harm to Atma, harm to anyone. Nothing in the world is responsible for unhappiness. Nothing in the world is source of happiness. This is a fact about the world of objects. We remember this fact. The fact is remembered. Then we will not be dependent on the objects for our happiness and security. When there's no dependence, then we will not have passion for objects. Naturally, we will grow out of desire for objects. So we will have dispassion towards objects. When we know that nothing in the world is a source of happiness, nothing can give me exactly what I am searching for ultimately. This is a fact. What is that which helps me grow out of desire for objects? Effortlessly, naturally, one has to grow out of desire for objects. Here, we are not asked to give up desires. Please be very careful. I'm repeating today. People mistake it. We are not asked to give up desires. We are not asked to suppress or repress or undo desires. Nor can we undo desires. But still, naturally, effortlessly, we can grow out of desire for objects. Growing out of desire for objects is as good as being free from the hold of desires. Isn't it? And this desirelessness, born as a result of the understanding that nothing in the world, no object of desire, no enjoyment of object of desire can really make me happy, can really give me what I am searching for. Remember this fact. And this is what is being free from raga, is it is dispassion. I mean, not having passion. At the same time, nothing in the world is responsible for my unhappiness also. This also will help me get rid of what? Hatred towards anything, aversion. It is easy for one to free oneself from aversion towards anything. Aversion towards anything will not be there if we are 100% clear about this. At least we accept the Shastra, the fact that nothing is responsible for whatever I am going through in my life. Whatever pain or suffering, what I go through in my life, nothing in the world is responsible. This will help me grow out of aversion towards anything. Growing out of desire, passion, growing out of aversion towards anything is what actually dispassion. Dispassion does not mean growing out of desire for objects alone. Growing out of even aversion towards anything is dispassion. If dispassion is there, then naturally dependence will not be there. If there's passion, dependence will be there. If there's no passion, then there won't be dependence. Then there won't be emotional dependence upon world of objects for one's happiness and security. And this not being dependent on the world of objects for one's security and happiness is detachment. Be very clear. what is dispassion and what is detachment. Very important, isn't it? If this detachment, as a result of dispassion, then it is easy to hold the attention. Attention will not go to objects. Detachment is there because dispassion is there. Dispassion is there because understanding of the fact is there that nothing is the source of happiness. Nothing can make me happy. Nothing really makes me unhappy also. Nothing can make me unhappy also. So understanding of the fact, understanding of the nature of the world of objects, understanding of the fact, and this understanding of the fact helps me have dispassion towards things. No, there's neither ragaha nor dveshaha. There's neither passion nor aversion towards anything. And being neutral. It's called being neutral, isn't it? So being free from passion, aversion is dispassion. And this dispassion is there, detachment is possible. What is attachment? Dependence is attachment. If I'm dependent on my happiness for the world, it is attachment. If I depend on my fearlessness, security for the world, it is attachment. Now, detachment is born out of dispassion. Dispassion is because of the understanding. Understanding happens by listening to the Shastram repeatedly. So, Shastra Shravanam Manam helps us. And there, what do we understand? Why everything is, nothing in the world is responsible for unhappiness because everything is mithya. What is really not there cannot be a source of unhappiness, cannot be a source of sorrow. Got it? Why it is not a source? It is not really that as though. And nothing can be source of happiness also because it's as though. A mithya, which is as though rope snake, cannot be a real source of fear. Isn't it? There's no, nothing in the world is real. Nothing is here, real here. Everything is as though. Because I mistake the world to be real, therefore, isn't it? I mistake it to be a source of happiness and security. I mistake it to be responsible for my unhappiness. Then raga dveshas come. Why ragaha? Why dveshaha? Raga dvesha is because of my dependence upon the world for my happiness and security. Because I mistake the world to be real, I mistake the world to be source of happiness, I mistake the world to be responsible for my unhappiness, then raga and dvesha. Why mistake it to be real? Because I do not know what is real. Therefore, in Shastra Shravan, during Shravanam, repeated, systematic, regular listening to the unformed of the Shastram helped me understand the fact that how this world, entire world of objects, including my body, mind, and complex, every experience, everything is as though not real. Because it has no independent existence of its own. Even though it is there seemingly, even though it's objectively real, experientially real, empirically real, still it is not real. It is as though. And to the teaching, we also understand how this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, implied by the term Atma alone is Satyam. Atma alone is Satyam. Satyatma anubodha. Remember that word? Satyatma anubodha. Clear understanding of Atma alone is Satyam. Other than Atma, everything else is meant by the term anatma is actually not there as though. What is only Atma. Anything other than Atma is, in the name of anatma, is as though. Really, there's no anatma really. There's only Atma. Understand? This teaching is called, from this teaching, we receive from the teacher, subject matter of the Shastram, when we repeatedly remember this, it is possible for us to get, grow out of desire for objects, to grow out of even aversion towards anything. That's how we can have dispassion. When dispassion is there, there's no effortlessly, there's detachment. Dependence is not there. Dependence is not there, attention will not go. It's, why does attention go there? Attention goes because it's a hang, isn't it? You become disinterested. Anasaktihi. The disinterest is there, and then we're not going there. Why? Not interested. We say, no, why don't you go to Atlantis? Not interested. We have come here for something else, to, isn't it? Why did you go there? Boat race, something. Not interested. Anasakti. Become very focused. You got being focused. Being very clear and being focused. When the focus is there, it's easy for you to what? Dwell upon your own swarupam. It's called swarupa anusandhanam. I mention every time I come, I mention this. I love this expression because Swamiji loves this expression. Shankaracharya loves this expression. Swarupa anusandhanam. Dhanam means placing. Sandhanam means placing well, without any distraction. Anusandhanam, without any distraction, not letting the attention go away, constantly, continuously placing the attention of the mind where? Swasmin swarupe, swaswarupe, one's own essential nature, which has been understood from the Shastram, through Shastra study. So, it's called Nididhyasanam. So, it should be easy. But what happens? That's why Viveka is important for Vairagya. Without Viveka, with a discriminative understanding of what is Satyam, what is Mithya. Satyam, Mithya, Viveka is important. Nitya, Anitya, Vastu, Viveka is important. What is permanent is Satyam, impermanent is Mithya. Independent is Satyam, dependent is Mithya. Okay, so Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekaha and Satyam Mithya Vivekaha. This discriminative understanding is there, Vairagyam is possible. And what is Vairagyam now? Very clear. So, what he says, only twofold remedies to sort out any problem in contemplation. Only twofold remedies. There's no third remedy. Abhyasaha Vairagyam. So Abhyasaha means Brahmabhyasaha. Brahmabhyasaha means repeatedly going through the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. If I'm not able to contemplate because of some reason or the other, some pratibandha, some prarabdha karma jata pratibandha, some obstacle, I lived a clean life of karma yoga, I've been worshipful, prayerful, still prarabdha is so strong, some punyam brings the person to shravanam. Okay, but still some prarabdha pratibandha, obstacle, some obstacles come, and then it prevents you from, because moksha is not an easy joke, isn't it? So, some obstacle comes. That pratibandha are caused by our own parabdha papa karma only. Parabdha papa karma. Then, what is solution? That's why, no other solution. Brahmabhyasaha vairagyam. So, if contemplation is difficult, do as many times as possible Shravanam. Tattva Bodha number once I heard, second time I have heard, third time I have heard, no problem, listen. Vivek, Dirtishi Vekaha, I have heard again and again, I'm listening. Listen, listen. Paunav Punyena Shravanam. Paunav Punyena Shravanam means what? Never get tired. Viveka Vairagyam should remind you. Viveka is there, Vairagyam is there. Attention wants, no, bring it back. Viveka Vairagyam helps you again what? To have Brahma Abhyasa. See, repeated Abhyasa. Abhyasa is about repeatedly listening. Abhyasa is not physically doing something here. It's purely cognitive. The word Abhyasaha implies repeated exercise. What is exercise? Not physical exercise here. It's an intellectual exercise. What is that? Repeatedly, I place my mind only in subject matter of the Shastram. This Brahma Abhyasa. When I try to contemplate, this vikshepa disturbs me. Laya disturbs me. We are going to see today next problem also. And the kashaya is going to disturb me also. And sukha swadaha is also going to disturb me. There are the four possible. We are going to understand the other two also today. So these past problems will be there. What is the best way? Repeatedly do shravanam. What has been heard once, he listened to again and again and again. Won't we feel bored? No. You will not feel bored because nothing else is there for you. Interesting. What? That is why, okay? Vairagyam is very important. If Vairagyam is not there, Viveka is not there, Vairagyam is not possible. Vairagyam is not there, detachment is not possible. Detachment is not there, you will feel bored. Understand, you will feel very interesting. Oh, now penny drops. Third time I heard, I see something more. This is called a gradual enhancement of clarity. Thinnest and thinnest layers of vagueness will be resolving. Every time thinnest layer of vagueness resolves, slightest enhancement of clarity, there is one kick. But you don't get lost there. You continue your shravanam. So shravanam, shravanam, shravanam. Doubt comes, again shravanam will help you as becomes mananam. And the shravanam itself gradually become disturbance-free contemplation. And it will culminate in the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own swarupam, being consciousness. Consciousness being the only reality one can see in this ascertained wake of ascertained vision of one swarupam being consciousness. In the light of the vision one can see, oh, where is the knower? I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the consciousness, am the knowledge. I, the consciousness, am the known. I am the whole. I, the Atma, am the whole. In spite of experiencing duality, plurality, you will see the diversity being not there. You will see the plurality being not there. You will see duality being not there. You will have in the vision of oneness of reality, you will see, in spite of experiencing it, you will see the duality and plurality being not there. Then nothing can shake your vision. Nothing can shake your wisdom. You are free. Because now identity is not with the body, mind, sense complex, isn't it? And you understand what is changeable, what is not changeable. There's acceptance of what is not changeable. There is no ascertainment of what is unchangeable. That is the real strength. That is wisdom. That is protection. That is immortality. That is fearlessness. That is being free while living. Okay? This is the teaching we're going to understand in all the verses. I just briefed it today first. Because Viveka Vairagyam is a confusion all the time. Difference between dispassion and detachment must be there. Clear? Okay. So, we're going to see 43rd karika today. Okay. So, in the previous karika, Gaudapada Acharya simply mentioned the problems, layaha and vikshepaha. Why vikshepa happens? Viveka is not strong. Viveka is okay, some viveka is there, certain viveka is there. Still, vairagyam is not very strong. Why? Pratibandha, obstacle. Why? Samprarabdha karma phalam. Isn't it? Then what else can we do? Just repeated shravanam. Repeatedly, the abhyasa is the only means. Remind yourself of the facts about nature of the anatma, prapancha, and again, strengthen your vairagyam. What I told you just now, strengthen your vairagyam, then again focus. Okay, so he says, kaha saha upayaha iti uchyate. What is that appropriate means, the method of overcoming these problems in the form of layaha and vikshepaha? He says, dukkham sarvamanusmritya, dukkham sarvamanusmritya, kama bhogani vartayet, kama bhogani vartayet, dukkham sarvamanusmritya, dukkham sarvamanusmritya, kama bhogani vartayet, nivartayet, ajam sarvamanusmritya, ajam sarvamanusmritya, jatam naivatu pashyati, atam naivatu pashyati, jatam naivatu pashyati, jatam naivatu pashyati. Okay, so whenever mind falls asleep, it must be brought back unto Atmaswarupam. Like how attention is brought back from the objects. Then, when vikshepa, okay, when mental distraction is caused by ragadveshas, so mental distraction itself is caused by ragadvesha. If raga and dvesha are not there, there won't be distraction. Why attention goes away? Raga dvesha. Therefore, mental distraction is caused by raga dvesha. Is it? Raga dvesha towards the world of objects. Because of erroneous perception of the world, that it is real. Then, that is when you have to remember, is it? The world is neither a source of happiness, nor is it a response from unhappiness. And Atma is the only source of happiness, because Atma is the only Satyam. Why the world cannot be source of happiness? Because it is not really there. Why it cannot be source of response from unhappiness? Because it is really not there. What is really not there at all cannot be a source of happiness, cannot be responsible for unhappiness also. With understanding, one has to again bring one attention to one's own sarupam. Okay. So here he says, the first line, sukham sarvam anusmritya, kama bhogat nivartayet. The first sentence, he emphasizes the discipline of vairagyam. Dukkham sarvam anusmritya. Okay? Not sukham. Dukkham sarvam anusmritya, kama bhogat nivartayet. The first sentence, he emphasizes vairagyam. அஜம் சர்வம் அனுஸ்மிருத்ய ஜாத்தம் நைவத்து பஷ்யதி. செகண்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் ஹி எம்பசைஸ் த டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் பிரம்மாபியாசா. சோ டூ டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் ஆர் மென்ஷன் இன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் செகண்ட் லைன்ஸ் ரெஸ்பெக்டிவ்லி. ஓகே, வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? துக்கம் சர்வம் அனுஸ்மிருத்ய. அனுஸ்மரணம் மீன்ஸ் ரிப்பீட்டட்லி சீயிங். அனுஸ்மரணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ரிப்பீட்டட்லி சீயிங், ரிப்பீட்டட்லி ரிமெம்பரிங் வாட்? துக்கம் சர்வம் துக்கம். சர்வம் துக்கம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? எவ்ரிதிங் எல்ஸ் ஹியர் இஸ் சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாரோ. வாட்? ஜஸ்ட் நவ் யூ செட் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் அ சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேப் அன்ஹேப்பி. நோ, எவ்ரிதிங் எல்ஸ் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் ஓகே பிகம் சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ், சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாரோ இஃப் இட் இஸ் மிஸ்டேக்கன் டு பி ரியல், இஃப் இட் இஸ் இஃப் யூ ஆர் டிபெண்ட், யூ பிகம் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் இட். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஓகே, சர்வம் துக்கம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? We have to repeatedly remember this fact that the entire world of objects, the entire objective universe, including my body, mind, sense complex, is not real, mithya. But when it's mithya mistaken to be real, then I have raga, dvesha towards the world of objects. I become dependent on the world for my happiness and security, then it becomes, because it disappoints me. By disappointing me, it becomes a source of sorrow. Got it now? Otherwise, you mistake the world. What I said just now says different from what is being said here. See, disappointment will make you happy or unhappy. We will be definitely very badly disappointed. Okay? If we are dependent on the world for our happiness, it is not really there. That is why idam sarvam dukkham anusmritya, remembering all the teaching, remembering the fact that the entire world of the entire objective universe, which is mithya, which is not really there, but when it is, and mistake it to be real, then being object to raga dveshas, becoming dependent on the world for my happiness and security, when I feel disappointed, it is really, I understand, then it then becomes a source of sorrow. Anusmritya, kama bhogat nivartayet. Therefore, kama bhogat nivartit. One should bring the attention, take the attention away from the object of desire, and the attention away from the enjoyment of the object of desire. Kama bhogat nivartayet. How is it possible for one to take the attention, nivartanam nivartayet, one should take the attention away from the enjoyment of the object of desire, take the attention from the object of desire, knowing, isn't it? It is only a source of unhappiness. If I really take it to be real, I will become dependent on it for my happiness and security. This is the first meaning of the first line. Second line. Ajam sarvam anusmritya. Okay. Sarvam ajam anusmritya. Very, 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 very careful in understanding the sentences. Okay. He is very brief. Sarvam ajam anusmritya. Sarvam ajam iti anusmritya. Then repeatedly dwelling upon the fact that all that is here is only unborn reality, consciousness, Brahma. See, we have already understood the fact. What is the fact? We have understood all that is here is only the unborn reality, Brahma, Atma. So repeatedly seeing the fact of how everything is only Brahma. I, the knower, am consciousness. Therefore, the knowledge is non-separate from I, the consciousness. And the known is non-separate from I, the consciousness. So, this is what we have to see. Therefore, what? There is no object other than me. There is no such thing called, there is no such a thing called object other than I, the consciousness. There is no knowledge other than I, the consciousness. There is no knower, I, other than I, the consciousness. I, the consciousness, am the whole, free from all these divisions. So, everything here is only, knower is Brahma. I, the consciousness, am the knower. I, the consciousness, am the knowledge. I, the consciousness, am the known world also. So what is, it is only I, the consciousness, am Brahma. Seeing, okay, this is how anusmaranam, repeatedly one has to see. If for you to see, you understand in the class, no, I think anybody attending second, third day of Vedanta class will understand this. What is not possible is, the Shraddha is not very firm. We are not able to place the attention in what we have understood. That is the biggest problem. We can't pay attention. Repeatedly we have to see this because it's a very subtle fact. Repeatedly we have to see this. That is why sarvam ajam, sarvam ajam, sarvam ajam, aham ajam, sarvam. He had aham also. Understand now? I, the unborn consciousness, am this whole. Everything here. One has anusmritya, repeatedly dwelling upon one's own nature, being Brahma, again and again, constantly. Then, in repeatedly seeing this one's own swarupam being everything, the consciousness being everything, jatam naivatu pashyati, one does not see the world of objects. There is no such a thing called world of objects which exists other than me, outside of me. Jatam naiva pashyati. You have to see the light, and in the vision of, in seeing the light, you have to see, while seeing the light, you have to see the no opaque thing is there outside of the light. There's no known world of objects which exists outside of the light of consciousness. Isn't it? This is called abhyasa, Brahma abhyasa. And to be able to see, how can you see ajam sarvam? Sarvam ajam. Harvam ajam iti anusmaranam. Continuously remembering that everything is Brahma. Remembering this fact, how will you do it? Paunapunyena shravanena. Understand? This is repeatedly going through this shravanam. By being given to this constant, continuous, systematic, regular listening, one has to dwell upon this fact. This is what is ajam sarvam iti anusmritya jatam naivattu pashyati. The person does not see, there's no real world. There is a world as though. One should see the world is as though. This is a fact. So, in the first line, Vairagyam is emphasized. The second line, Brahma Bhyasaha, in terms of going through Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam is emphasized. Okay. This is the Upaya. So, twofold remedies for overcoming the problem of Layaha, Vikshepaha, and also the other two problems which are going to be discussed later on, as kashayaha and sukhaswadaha. Okay. Now see the bhashyam here. Sarvam dvaitam. Sarvam dvaitam. This entity of the duality, the world of duality, avidya vijrumbhitam. How can you see everything is, okay, this duality, the world of duality is experienced by us. We have to see how it, why it is a source of sorrow. Because avidya vijrumbhitam, it's only appearance caused by Maya. It's not projected, appearance caused by Maya. How rope snake appearance is caused by the rope ignorance. Here, okay, Maya in the form of self-ignorance, okay, causes this setup, appearance of the world of duality. Avidya vijrumbhitam, sarvam dvaitam, avidya vijrumbhitam, dukkhameva. Dukkhameva means as long as our dependence is on this world for our happiness and security, mistaking this world of duality to be real, which is not just appearance caused by avidya, this world will be source of unhappiness, sorrow only. If you see, there's no world at all. It's all my, okay, appearance of I, the consciousness, we say, then what harm can it do to you? Therefore, dukkhameva iti anusmritya, remembering this fact, kama bhogat, from the enjoyment of object of desire. So, kama nimittaha bhogaha, he says, iccha vishayaha. Kama nimittaha bhogaha means the enjoyment of the object of desire. The object of iccha vishayaha. Tasmat viprasritam manaha nivartayet. From that object of desire, the enjoyment of the object of desire, one should bring the attention of that mind which is already distracted towards that object. Diffused mind, distracted mind should be brought back, should be taken away and brought back to this Atmasurupam. Manaha nivartayet. Katham vairagya bhavanaya. See, vairagya bhavanaya. You cannot bring the attention back at all unless, okay, you have vairagya. Only with dispassion, with the understanding of dispassion, one has to bring the attention back. See, this problem will be very clear for you. If you are a really contemplative person, then you can understand this problem better. That's also there. So, vairagya bhavanaya nivartayet manaha. Viprasritam manaha vairagya bhavanaya nivartayet. Iti artaha. Then, ajam brahma sarvam iti yetat sarvam brahma. All that is, there is only the truth, and I, the truth, am the whole. I, the unborn reality, consciousness, atma, am the whole. With this vision, remembering this fact about the nature of one's own self being Brahma, how Shastra Acharya Upadeshataha, Shastra Acharya Upadeshataha. This vision of one's own self being Brahma and one's own self in terms of Brahman being the whole, repeatedly remember, which the vision which one has got from the teaching of the Shastram, heard from this teacher. Shastra Acharya Upadeshataha. Anusmritya. Not remembering once. Yeah, yeah, now I remember. No, anusmaram. When you're eating, sitting, getting up, going out, isn't it? Always. It must be anusmaranam. That's why I said, sajatiya vritti pravahaha. Vijatiya anantarita sajatiya vritti pravaha. That means a constant, continuous flow of the same thoughts or subject matter of the Shastram. Anusmritya, tad viparitam dvaita jatam naivatu pashyati, other than the Atma, okay, other than the Atma, opposed Atma, dvaita caused by duality, one does not see, the person does not see. If you are seeing the water, you will not see. You will, in spite of seeing the waves and ocean, divisions and differences, you can see they are really not there. Only if you see the water, while seeing the water, if you are seeing the waves and ocean, in spite of seeing the waves and ocean, you must see the differences between the waves and ocean also, you can see what? There are no differences, there are no waves, there is no ocean, there's only water. It's called what? Not seeing. In spite of seeing, not seeing. Not seeing what? It's not there. In the same way, seeing what is absolutely really is consciousness. Abstract formless reality. Which is the Swarupma of the knower. There is I, the knower, am consciousness. And it is consciousness is one secondless all pervasive reality, which alone is Satyam. We understood Shastra Acharya Upadeshataha. From the instruction, the teaching, you received from the teaching, teacher. A subject matter of the Shastram, you can see this fact repeatedly, how Atma is Satyam, everything else is Mithya. Therefore what? There's no Dvaita Jahatam really. From the standpoint of light of consciousness, in spite of experiencing the Triputi Bheda, still you see there's no Bheda. There is no knower, there is no knowledge, there is no known. Where is the question of plurality of beings? Countless number of forms, names and functions you must be able to see as mithya. The plurality is mithya, divisions are mithya, difference is mithya. All divisions are mithya, all differences are mithya. Mithya, I am saying as though. Because what is that which alone is there as the divisions and differences, plurality, duality is the one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, the consciousness. Isn't it? The one has to see this. It's called tadviparitam, opposite Atma, other than that Atma, whatever is there available for experience as the experience, caused by this duality, the knower known division, naivatu pashyati, he does not see. In spite of seeing the duality, he does not see. Why? He sees duality, sees the duality as mithya, he sees the non-dual reality as satyam. Got it? Why he does not see? Abhavat. Abhavat. Due to its absence. So what? Why you don't see? It is not really there. I'm experiencing it. Yes, I'm experiencing, but still it is not there. That is why the problem is, if you try to undo and not to see, it will never happen. You can never undo the experience of duality. Experience of older plurality will always be there. But you have to see, it is not there. It is as though. It's called falsification through knowledge. This is what is Brahmabhyasaha. To be able to see repeatedly how the world is mithya, world is really not there, difference is really not there. In spite of experiencing, it is really not there, it is really not there, really not there, it's as though there, it's as though there, it's as though there, means what is really there, what is really there, what is really there, you must see. To see that, shravanam, 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 repeatedly shravanam. No, to make how effective that word anusmaranam is, I am saying so many times. He simply says anusmaranam, remembering. If I simply give the English translation, remembering, it won't be effective. Okay. Now we go to the 44th karika. Laye sambodhaye chittam, laye sambodhaye chittam, vikshiptam shamayet punaha, vikshiptam shamayet punaha, laye sambodhaye chittam, sambodhaye chittam, vikshiptam tam shamayen punaha, vikshiptam shamayen punaha, sakashayam vijaniyat, sakashayam vijaniyat, samapraptanna chalayet, samapraptanna chalayet, sakashayam vijaniyat, sakashayam vijaniyat, samapraptanna chalayet, samapraptanna chalayet. So in this 44th karika, the first line Gaudapada Acharya repeats, restates those first two problems, layaha and vikshepaha, and says how we should deal with them also. And the second line, he introduces the new third problem in impediment in contemplation, known as kashayaha, layaha, vikshepaha, or the inevitable problems for the unprepared minded person. How they should be tackled, we understood. No choice. Abhyasaha, vairagyam. Brahmabhyasaha, vairagyam. Okay. Now, so the 44th verse also, he restates the same problems first. First he says, laye chittam. Chittam is another word for manaha. Even though when you understand my antahkaranam, an internal instrument of knowledge, which is very subtle, we understand in terms of its different functions as manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. There, in that context, the word chittam means, we say, memory. But here, chitta means mind as a whole. Okay, antakana. Chittam, laye sambodhayet. Very simple. Okay. Whenever mind falls asleep, or whenever mind is in drowsy condition, drowsiness, don't let it sleep, wake up. Sambodhayet. Means, It's a ling verb. One should wake up. One should awaken the mind. How will you awaken the mind? If you're fully asleep, you can't wake up. Okay? Only you have to wake up whenever mind ready, you have to wake up. Understand? So it's not, that's why it's not a full sleep also. It's as good as. Okay? So during the practice of Nididhyasanam, when the attention is, it's only practice, isn't it? When the attention is taken away from the world of objects, because Vairagyam is there, Viveka is there, taken away, because of the long orientation, it is possible for that condition to be mistaken for the sleep time. So there will be certain degree of drowsiness, sleepy condition, sleepiness. Whenever such condition is there, if you don't pay attention to that problem, you will start snoring soon. That's why meditation classes in morning, you see sometimes early morning meditation classes. I noticed, okay. People all become clean, nicely showered and all the fresh, they come after good sleep and rest, before even yoga pranayama practice, isn't it? Suddenly you can see one person. That's it. So sleep can be because of physical tiredness also. But here, what happens? When this drowsiness is there, no. Immediately you must be alert. What will help you to be alert? Again, commitment to the purusharta, commitment to the goal, commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, and your shraddha you have in shastram. All these things together will help you. Then, and your purpose of contemplation, you remember that. Why am I doing it? I had ascertained this. And with all these things, will alert you that your condition will be remembered. Oh, I'm feeling very drowsy. No. I'm feeling very drowsy. Yes, I'm feeling drowsy. No. Then, it says, sambodhayet, chittam laye sambodhayet. When the mind is feeling drowsy, then one should alert oneself, bring the attention, one should awaken the mind. Awakening the mind means what? Awakening the mind means, again, okay, Brahmabhyasa Vairagyam. That is the two remedies. Again, remember, okay, repeatedly thinking of Vairagyam, what Vairagyam is, and also Brahmabhyasa. Bring the mind back to your Swarupam. Then, Vikshiptam Punaha Shamayet. When the mind is distracted, the distracted mind also, we know the why, what causes distraction. Distraction is caused by ragadveshas. Ragadveshas is caused by erroneous perception of the world, isn't it? We know that. So now, when a vikshiptam happens, then again, remember all these facts. Using vairagyam as a means. Appropriate means of bringing, sorting out this problem of vikshepa is only a vairagyam. Vairagyam, Brahmabhyasa. Vikshiptam punaha shamayet. Again, bring the distracted, restless mind back to tranquility. Understand? The second, the third, and sakkashayam vijaniyat. Now he says, one should also know the mind having another problem called kashayaha. Sakkashaya means one should understand this problem, okay, of mind with kashaya. Sakkashaya means with kashaya. One should understand this another problem of the mind. Problem the mind, another obstacle the mind has, okay, one has in practicing contemplation is what? Kashayaha. Mind has kashaya. What is kashayaha? Very simple, I tell you. How What is kashayaha? How it is an obstacle? See, all impurities, mental impurities, specifically likes and strong likes and dislikes, in unmanifest seed condition in subconscious mind is kashaya. The same ragadveshas manifested, surfaced in conscious mind is vikshepa. So vikshepa and kashaya are two different names of the same problem in potential condition, in active condition. The problem impurities in terms of ragadveshas in potential condition when it remains in latent, dormant in subconscious mind, it is kashaya. The very word kashaya means impurity. The same kashaya, the same impurity in terms of ragadveshas, in potential condition, latent, dormant in subconscious mind, becomes manifest, surfaces. When surfaces in subconscious, in conscious mind, it is vikshepa. Now the next question comes. You handle the manifest, the surfaced ragadveshas disturbing you, okay, in subconscious mind, and cause distraction. You handle it with this vairagyam abhyasaha. Now what about this kashaya? What does kashaya do? See, when you are able to handle the problem of layaha by remaining alert, by waking up, awakening the mind, and when you handle this problem of vikshepa by bringing the attention back to again and again and again, bringing the attention back to the shastra teaching, object matter of the shastram, suddenly, okay, what happened now? Attention does not go to the object's back. Vikshepa has been handled well, so attention does not go back to the objects. So mental distraction does not happen anymore. So no layaha also. You're wide awake, no more distraction, but then now attention must be available for dwelling upon the Atma. But what happens? This attention of the mind, which is no more distracted, not asleep also, wide awake, still it is not available for placing in the Atma Swarupam also. So attention is not placeable in one Swarupam. It is not placed in the objects. There's no sleep also. Then what happens then? It is called mental stagnation. Mental numbness. Stagnant. And that mental stagnation is an obstacle, because your abhyasa, Brahma abhyasa, does not happen. That is why Brahma abhyasa should happen. Isn't it? What caused this problem? This is the sub-unconscious. What is not conscious? That is why you can say, if the kashaya is the seed, vikshepa is the sprout. Vikshepa is mental disease with known symptoms. Kashaya is a mental disease without symptoms. Symptomless disease is kashaya. Symptom, disease with symptoms is what? Vikshepa. Understand? So here, what should we do? We don't need to worry about it. Whenever the stagnation comes also, Only when you happen to go through the problem of stagnation, mental stagnation, then you have to handle it. Otherwise, okay, only vikshepa is the laya is there, no stagnation, no problem. Only the problem, if a person happens to go through such problem, then you will know, oh, this is a problem. One must be sharp enough, alert enough to be aware of the problem of mental numbness, mental stagnation, mind being stagnant. And once you're aware of it, then you can what? You can bring the attention, isn't it? Ignoring it, you can bring the attention to, again, your swarupam. Again, what is that you need? Vairagyam, abhyasa. Brahma abhyasa, vairagyam. How beautifully Bhagavan Krishna said, vairagyenacha, abhyasenatu kaunteya vairagyenacha grihyate. Mind. No way of holding attention. Attention can be held only by abhyasa, brahma abhyasa and vairagyam. So if the problem is not there at all, then we don't need to worry. When in the process of practice of contemplation, when the problem comes, then you must be aware of the problem. You must sort out that problem. Again, how what? Only by abhyas, brahma abhyasaha and vairagyam. Is it clear? Okay, so he says, samapraptam na chalayet. Suppose, now, no kashaya problem, no obstacle in the form of kashayaha, no obstacle in the form of vikshepaha, no obstacle in the form of layaha. You are alert. Brahma abhyasaha is possible. You are able to repeatedly place the attention in your own swarupam. You are able to repeatedly see the fact of Atma, the consciousness being Satyam, and the entire objective, so-called objective universe being Mithya. You're able to see how they're really not there. Swaswarupa anusandhanam is possible. Then don't disturb. Because samapraptam. When attention abides in one swarupam, then it's samapraptihi. Samaha means that which is there uniformly as one truth is sama. Samapraptihi means abidance in one's own swarupam, which is uniformly the same. Then na chalayet. Then we don't need to worry about it. Then we don't need to disturb it. Sometimes, when there's no problem, that problem becomes a problem. Not having a problem should not become a problem. Oh, why? Don't distract it. Allow it. You worked very hard to abide in your swarupam. Now when it abides, then na chalayet, don't disturb. Samapraptam na chalayet. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. You see the Bhashyam. Evam Anena. One more thing I want to tell you before I go to this verse. Some people are of this view. The whole subconscious has to be made empty one day. Another problem. It's like trying to like taking a whole subconscious has to be made empty. Vasanakshaya. No. It's again like what? Like the bird, okay, taking a small blade of grass, dipping it in the ocean, and taking it drop by drop. One day I'm going to empty the whole ocean. Our effort will be like that. You don't need to worry about subconscious too much. In contemplation, when if you happen to have the problem, understand the stagnation is caused by the lingering ragadveshas latent in seed form in your subconscious is the problem. Understand that, be aware of the problem, but then again go back to abhyasa. Once abhyasa results in the ascertained vision, then subconscious will resolve. That is the only way of drying up the ocean of subconscious. Jnana teva. In jnanam, subconscious will resolve. This is called amani bhava. Mind will be completely disappear. No subconscious, no conscious. There's only consciousness. Understand? That's why is another problem. That's why I want to remind you here. Another problem I tell you. When we say sarvam ajam brahma, everything is brahma, unborn reality brahma, one sentence number one. Then we say what? Sarvam dukkham. Everything is source of sorrow. Everything is source of sorrow. Everything is brahma, which means brahman is sorrow. Source of sorrow. My God. So, again you have to understand, when you say everything is source of sorrow, sarvam dukkham, he's very, Arbacharya, he assumes that we are all very brilliant students. So, he very code language, okay. Sarvam dukkham means everything in this universe is source of sorrow, means only when it is mistaken to be real, when it is dependent upon for happiness, security, then it will disappoint you. That is a source of sorrow. You have to remember. Sarvam Brahma, when you say, yes, from the standpoint of the reality of the universe, everything is Brahma. The standpoint of the forms, names and functions, the non-substantial forms, names and functions, everything is mithya. And depending upon mithya for real happiness is dukkha. You have to remember this. Okay. Evam anena jnanabhyasa vairagya dvaya upayena. All of you can understand Sanskritam like English. Look at this. Evam anena jnanabhyasa vairagya dvaya upayena. By these two remedies, twofold remedies, the appropriate means, is the proper means, there's no better means, okay? Through these appropriate means of jnanabhyasa or brahmabhyasa, otherwise going through the discipline of shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam, then vairagyam, by practice, by following these two appropriate disciplines, laye sushupt, laye means in sleep, when the sushupte leenam sambodayet, when the mind, whenever the mind feels drowsy during the practice of contemplation, immediately become alert and one should awaken the mind. Sambodhayet should awaken the mind. When sushupte laye. Laye is the word in the verse. Sushupte is Shankaracharya's words. Okay, sushupte, when the mind is in sleep, in slump, in drowsiness. Okay. Then Atma Viveka Darshanena Yojayet. This Manaha is it. Atma Viveka Darshanena Yojayet. What he says, once your attention, Atma Viveka Darshanena. One has to place the attention in one's own swarupam. Kada yojanam. Yojanam is connecting. One must connect the attention of the mind with Atma Swarupam, with the knowledge of the self. Connecting the attention of the mind with the knowledge of the self means what? Atma Darshanam means knowledge of the self, vision of the self. Connecting the attention of the mind with the knowledge of the self means seeing repeatedly the fact of I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the knower, am consciousness. How you have to say, illuminatory is light means illuminatory is cognitively as though connected to the light. There's no connection happens. Seeing the non-separateness, seeing the oneness. Okay, illuminatory is light is what? The truth about the illuminator. Truth, swarupam of the illuminator. So what is swarupam of aham? What swarupam of aham? I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the knower, am consciousness. One has to see this repeatedly. It's called Atma Darshana Yojanam. Connecting oneself, connecting one's attention with vision, with one's own knowledge of oneself. And how is it possible? How can you, very profound sentence, okay? How can you connect the attention of the mind with the self-knowledge? How can you repeatedly see yourself being consciousness? I mean, I the knower am consciousness. I the knower am consciousness. How can you see it? He says, Viveka. Atma Viveka Darshanena. Viveka means by repeatedly discerning the knower being knower from the known, seeing the knower being distinct, seeing the knower being distinct from the known, one has to see the fact of oneself being consciousness in terms of I, the knower, am consciousness. Without discerning is not possible. One has to see Viveka. So through the discriminative understanding of I, the knower, being distinct. I don't want to say different. Distinct from the known. One has to see one's own self being pure consciousness. The swarupam of the knower being consciousness as I, the knower, am consciousness. It's called what? Atma Viveka Darshanena Yojayet. One should connect one's attention with the self-knowledge arrived at through discriminative understanding of what Atma is, what Atma is not. Darshanena. So very tiny compound, Samaji. It conveys so much. Atma Viveka Darshanena Yojayet means one should connect the, associate the attention of the mind with self-knowledge arrived through the discriminative understanding of what Atma is, what Atma is not. Sanskritam is so expressive. English, you have to say long, long sentences. Okay. Now he says, Sankata is very sweet. Know what he says? Chittam. We should not mistake it, no. Chittam manaha iti anarthantaram. He says, chittam and mind mean the same, it is not another meaning. Chittam does not have another meaning. Chittam has the same meaning of mind. Iti anarthantaram means what? Chittam does not have another meaning. It means the mind. Okay. Then he goes next sentence. Vikshiptam cha kama bhogeshu. Vikshiptam cha kama bhogeshu shamayet punaha. Again, he says, whenever the mind is distracted, restless, agitated, it goes to anything other than the Atma, then carefully again, one should bring the attention back to the Atma Swarupam, using the same method of Abrahma Abhyasaha and Vairagyam. Evam punaha punaha abhyasyataha. Now, the person abhyasyati. The person abhyasyati means the person is practicing. Repeatedly, he is going through this discipline of Shravanam. Again and again and again and again, he is given to this discipline of Shravanam. Being repeatedly given the discipline of Shravanam is what? Abhyasaha. When a person is given to this discipline, abhyasyati. Or you can say, when a person is given the discipline of contemplation. Also, when a person is given to the repeated practice of contemplation, abhyasyati, he practices repeated contemplation. When a person is given to the repeated practice of contemplation, layat sambodhitam. The mind now, layat sambodhitam. It has been woken up from this problem of drowsiness. Now the problem, the mind now no more in contemplation, the person who is practicing contemplation, for him, please listen to me, for a person who is practicing contemplation, no more the problem of layaha, because now it has become, he has become very alert. The mind has been woken up from such drowsiness, the problem of the obstacle of drowsiness. So, sambodhitam, layat sambodhitam, vishayebhyascha vyavartitam. And this mind is now, the person who is given the discipline of contemplation is also now free from this obstacle in the form of distraction. So, vishayebhyascha vyavartitam, attention has been now very well brought back. Now, attention, whenever the person sits for contemplation, attention does not get distracted towards any objects. Vishayebhyaha vyavartitam. It has been brought back to the now Atmaswarupam. Na api samyapannam. But what's the problem? No layaha, no vikshepaha, but still samyapannam na. There is no abidance of the attention in one's swarupam. Samyapannam nasti. If these two problems are not there, there is no layaha, no vikshepaha, means what should the attention of the, where should the attention of the mind be? No layaha, no vikshepa, no choice. Attention of the mind must abide in one's own swarupam. Because samyapannam, samyapattihi. I want to know this word, samyapattihi. Samyapattihi means attainment of being one with one's, being with oneself. Abidance in oneself. Samyapattihi, isn't it? You know, samyapannam also, mind is not, attention does not abide in one's own self also. Which means still the contemplation is not progressive. The benefit of contemplation cannot be attained If contemplation does not progress, now contemplation has become stagnant. Why? Attention is not placed in Atmaswarupam. Layaha is not there, Vikshepa is not there, attention is not in Swarupam also. Which means no more contemplation is not there. What is contemplation? Swaswarupa Anusandhanam. There's no abundance in one's Swarupam. And what is the problem? He says, antarala avastham manaha. Make a note, Shankara Bhagavatpada calls Kashayam as antarala avastham manaha. That is the intermediary state. Antarala means intermediary. Avastha means state. The mind has now the intermediary state. What intermediary state? Attention is not in Atmaswarupam, not in the world also. Neither in the world nor in the self. It's called intermediary. Antarala avastham. Where is it gone? Where is the attention? Where is it hiding? Isn't it? Either there are only two things. Atma, anatma. Attention must be either in anatma or in atma. Or it must have asleep. It's not asleep. Not anatma. It should be in anatma, but not in atma also. Isn't it? That is antarala avastha, intermediary condition of not abiding in one's own sarupam, not being with the objects. Then that is what now is called numbness of the mind, mental stagnant mind. That is called kashayaha. That condition is caused by the ragadveshas in subconscious mind. Ragadveshas in conscious mind can cause vikshepa. Ragadveshas in subconscious mind, the time has not come, they have not yet still surfaced. Is it? Subconscious mind. Why ragadveshas are there? Janmantara, so many lives have gone. Even in this janma, so much we must have seen, so much ragadvesha must have gone in subconscious. So those they cause some problem. Why they cause? Law and order. Karma palam. That is how karma can work in any form, you know. Or papa karma. Any wrong action done, anything. That karma can be in any form. That's why you blame the world. No, never blame to blame the world. So we have to take care of our subconscious and conscious mind is enough. Isn't it? So our pratibandha is called pratibandha. So the obstacle, impediment in the form of this latent, dormant ragadveshas in subconscious caused stagnation. And only when a person happens to go through that problem, why I am not able to place my swarupam, why I have taken attention from the world, then the person is very, vairagyam is very strong. Attention doesn't go to the objects. Now, no more sleep also. But I'm not able to pay attention in swarupam. Some sort of stagnation. Then that problem must be acknowledged. Aware of that problem, then ignoring that, then again one has to use one's will to place one's attention again in what? In Brahmabhyasa. That's Brahmabhyasa is the again choice. And very difficult to do contemplation, go back to Shravanam, 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 Shravanam. So Kashaya Nivrittihi is possible very repeatedly being given to the discipline of Shravanam. Because listening was fill your subconscious It's a lot of samskaras have to happen. Listening, listening, listening. Only thought, entertaining the thoughts pertinent to the shastram, and they will go. And sukshma vrittis will be created, and they'll go to subconscious. They'll fill, and slowly this will surface. Then you can tackle. It is not possible to undo the subconscious or evacuate, subconscious totally, like nice soap and things, wash and keep clean. It's not possible. Total, he says. Samyamapannam antarala avastham. Antarala avastham sakashayam. What is sakashayam? Saragam bija sanyuktam manaha iti vijaniyat. One should understand this problem. When you are not able to focus attention on your own sarupam, there's some problem. That is what? Raga in seed form, in latent subconscious mind alone, causes this problem. So the word kashayaha in Ayurveda Shastram, bitter medicine. Okay? Kashaya. Very good for health. You must have. But here kashaya is not good. It's impurity, mental impurity. In seed form, in subconscious, is kashaya. And ragadvesha in conscious mind are enemies. Okay. So, manaha iti vijaniyat, tataha api. And from that problem also, yatnataha, again effort. Effort must be there on our part. That is why in attaining absolute mental maturity, one's initiative is required. Your will has to be, you can't say, Bhagavan will take care of my mind. I won't do any harm. Bhagavan has given us the willpower. That is why how long? Bhagavan, no. We have to make efforts to have Bhagavan's help. That is why, tataha, yatnataha. Shagmati is very, very particular about our effort. Okay? Yatnataha, samyam apadayet. Again, from that problem also, being aware of that problem, again using the same remedies in terms of Brahmabhyasa Vairagyam, one has to gradually bring the attention back to one's own swarupam. One should abide in one's own self. One should see, okay, one's own, repeatedly, one should see one's own swarupam, being consciousness Brahma, and one should see simultaneously that consciousness, one's own self, Brahman, being the whole also. It is samyapattihi. Yadatu samapraptam bhavati. Yadatu samapraptam bhavati. That's what, no? When the abidance, self-abidance happens, with any of the impediments, obstacles such as laya, etc. Samaprapti abhimukhi bhavati ityartha. I mean, samaprapti abhimukhi bhavati means this is gradually mind, isn't it? Mind abides in its swarup. It's like when cognitively you see wavy water. In the same way here, at this object here, you have to see, I, the knower, am consciousness. And I, the consciousness, am the whole. This is seeing this fact is what? अभिमुखी प्राप्ति. Got it now? समप्राप्ति, समप्राप्ति, समप्राप्ति अभिमुखी भवति. ओके, समप्राप्ति अभिमुखी भवति. वेरी सटल टीचिंग. That's I had to take time. Then, when I abide in swarupam, attention, tataha navichalayet. Then, one should not disturb that condition, mental condition. Vishayabhimukham nakuriyat. See, the whole focus is on one's own swarupam. This is what, no? Samaprapti abhimukhi bhavati. When the attention is totally focused on one's own swarupam, samaprapti abhimukhi bhavati. Means what? When the attention of the mind is totally focused on, okay, abiding in oneself, then vishayabhimukham nakuriyat. One should not turn the attention from abidance in oneself to an object. Any object. What object? Then attention should not go to ahankara, go to mamakara. As mine, as that contemplative time, once you come back, okay, relatively you have to deal with the world. Then you have to say ahankara, mamakara has to come for transactions. Okay, then you can't say aham brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi is a fact. So during the contemplative, when the mind is up, attention is about to abide in swarupam, then you should not distract. Don't bring it to ahankara and mamakara. Don't bring attention back to I sense and my sense of possession, or, I mean, the world of objects. Any objects. Vishayabhimukham. Don't divert the attention towards an object. Don't the attention towards the object. What have, even ahankara is object. Mamakara is object. And once the contemplation is there, you see very clearly, see this is what is the fact. And seeing the fact also, but when you come out of the contemplation, then you are transacting with the world. The vision is very clear. Aham brahmasmi jnanam is there. Still, you have ahankara, mamakara. You have to transact in the world. Transact in the world. So without any complications, transactions can happen comfortably in the world. Still, and no transaction can cause any affliction for you, because you are with the vision. You are safe. This is what is real luxury. There is no greater luxury than this. Got it now? I have made very clear here at this point. There is no greater luxury than seeing oneself being Brahma, seeing, no, at the same time, again being able to transact in the world of duality with ahankara mamakara. Falsified ahankara mamakara. See, ajnani has ahankara mamakara, because in transacting the world you have to say aham, I am going here, I come here. But falsified ahankara mamakara. There is no real ahankara mamakara for him. In the vision of a jnani, there is no real ahankara. There is no real mamakara. Well, as though. Isn't it? So, during contemplation, don't let the attention be distracted from abiding in oneself too. Towards the object. Let the attention not be diverted, distracted towards an object. It takes great deal of effort to bring place understanding the teaching, knowing what the truth is, knowing what I am, how all that is I the am, self am Brahma. Understanding all this fact itself takes great deal of effort. And then repeated dwelling upon the fact again involves tremendous effort. Ascertaining this fact, understanding the fact, dwelling upon the fact is to assimilate, ascertain the fact. Only when the fact becomes ascertained, assimilated, you can enjoy the benefit. The enjoyment of benefit is, I said, luxury. Sukham. That is real sukham. Now I feel enough. Because as is, we have to, this one thing, teaching is not, seeing must teach. Otherwise it's not possible. Then some sort of, again, okay. Let us see the 15th verse, 45th verse. We just read the verse and stop. So now, three problems have been discussed. Three obstacles, possible obstacles that can happen in contemplation. Now, in 45th verse, he mentions the fourth obstacle, the possible obstacle. It's called Sukha Aswadanam. Sukha Aswadanam. Or sukhaswadaha. Aswadaha means relishing. Sukham means joy, pleasure. A degree of happiness. So relishing the pleasure, relishing the joy, relishing some sukham, happiness. It is called sukhaswadanam, sukhaswadaha. See, when you say aswadanam, experiencing means what? Experiencing a joy is experiential joy. The very adjective experiential says what? Time bound. Sometimes when you're practicing contemplation, definitely there will be reflection of, isn't it? Fullness. There'll be manifestation of fraction of fullness. Because attention is taken away from the world. No raga, no dvesha. No disturbance. No laya. No vikshepa. No, okay. Even the kashayam must be there, but problem, kashayam doesn't cause any problem. Paradha is okay. Kashayam doesn't cause any problem. Then abides there. Isn't it? Then what happens? There'll be some sukham. That sukham, see, when a person is in contemplation, there'll be experience of joy, experience of certain degree of happiness. So why? In contemplation, you are just yourself. You are just yourself. Whenever you are yourself, there will be sukham. Whenever you are yourself, there will not be. Okay. There is some sukham. In contemplation, you are yourself knowingly, you are yourself. In sleep, you are yourself not knowing you are. There's a difference. In contemplation, you are yourself knowing your existence. In sleep, you are yourself not knowing your existence. So whenever you are yourself, that sukham will be there. But in sleep, sukham, you have to, you experience, but you wake up, understands and experience. In contemplation, sukham, also, that sukham also, understand, sometimes, in experience sukham, attention may come away from your swarupam to sukham. Then you become what? You become the enjoyer of sukham, not the contemplator. Very subtle. Very, very subtle. Are you an enjoyer of the sukham? Are you in enjoying the sukham or the contemplator? Even the contemplating, I am the contemplator, that notion also is not there. Understand? And then again, contemplation becomes obstructed. In sukhas, in enjoying the pleasure there, because knowing your existence, that sukham, you know, is something which is nice. It holds attention. Sukham holds attention. What it means, the sukham holds the attention. Attention is taken away from your swarupam, seeing your swarupam being consciousness to the sukham. Isn't it? It's called sukhaswadaha. That also not impeded. Contemplation is obstructed. Because the contemplation has to continue for some time for ascertainment. Once ascertainment happens, there's no problem. Until the vision becomes ascertained, assimilated, the contemplation is important. Ascertainment has happened, no problem, isn't it? But the contemplation, while contemplating, experience will be there. You can't avoid the experience. But experience must be understood as what? A state of mind. If when you are yourself, mind is free from distractions and disturbances, no pain, nothing, sukham. That sukham, of course, you are aware of the sukham, but you are still distinct from that sukham. Got it? Therefore, that problem has to be addressed. We will see tomorrow. Sunday. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.